would look in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and I want to read verses 25 through 27 and begin there. Matthew 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Hopefully a very familiar passage of Scripture. And I am not going to speak about anything new, because there is nothing new. But I want to speak about revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit to men. Because we've said it, and I've said it, and I know Walter said it, Earl said it. You will never know anything until it has been revealed unto you. That's the truth of this book. That's the truth of what Christ just said here, out loud, in public. Now, I've got a list of six things. We'll see how well that works out. So I'm going to give them to you to start with, because I don't know how this is going to go. The first thing is, revelation is not creation. Second thing is, revelation only comes from God. And by that I mean the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelation concerns knowledge, knowing, and believing Christ. And revelation, just to emphasize it, is not from man. The fifth thing is, Jesus Christ is the revelation. And the sixth thing is, revelation happens in time to the child of God. It is necessary. So, point one, revelation is not creation. The main reason I wrote that down and the main reason I thought about this is because we do live in this world. And this world has this crazy idea that new things are being revealed all the time. It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. It's not even close to right, Mason. Because the world is always wrong about the things of the Spirit of God. And there is nothing new under the sun. The word revealed, the word reveal here, the Greek word. And I looked at it and I have forgotten it. But it translates to our word, actually it's been transliterated into our word, apocalypse. Apocalypsos, apocalypo. And then apocalypsis is the noun. I knew I had them in there somewhere, something to that effect. Close by. The book, the last book in this Bible, which says the Revelation. Actually, my Bible, I had to mark it out. It says the Revelation of St. John the Divine. So I marked out that part and I wrote Jesus Christ, because that's what it is. And actually, while talking about Revelation, I won't be going to the book of Revelation. Walter's going to do that later. But we have, in this world, they think the word apocalypse means the end of the world, destruction. Post-apocalyptic movies. Right? After the apocalypse, this is what happens. No, well, apocalypse means revelation. The revealing. It's not the creation of anything. The word means to uncover, to lay bare, to remove the veil. That's what the word means. Revelation is the removing of the veil so you can see what is already there. It's not making anything new. Revelation is the revealing of things that have always been true. And revelation is the revealing of things that are hidden. There is no new truth. There is no new truth. It may be new to you. It may be new to me, but it's not new to God. God is not making anything new. Any truth there is as old as God. Wait a minute, he didn't have a beginning. Neither did his truth. His revealing, his pulling back the veil, he is doing this to his purpose, his plan, and his works, which he has known from the beginning. And he is showing them to his people. That's what revelation is to us, to those who believe. And so you can believe. Man is not the center of the universe or the center of creation, and man never was. Christ was, Christ is, and Christ always shall be the preeminent, the one and only. And the revelation that this book speaks of is speaking of a revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not new. Now, there were prophecies in the Old Testament prophesying what was to come, and that was revealed. But now, what Christ is speaking of here, in the context of it, because if you have to back up to verse 20, verse 20 says, "Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not." And then he says, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at that day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Sweet little Jesus, meek and mild. People have no idea who they're supposed to be dealing with. They don't know Christ. This is the way Jesus of Nazareth talked. This is what he taught. Then he says, at that time, right then, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things. He hid them. Who? Evidently from the people of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. That's who Christ was talking about. God hides things from people. But God reveals. The Father also reveals. And he's revealed them unto babes. Why? 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 Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he has pleased. That goes for hiding and that goes for revealing. Because the Father hides and the Father reveals. That's what Christ said. Both. If it weren't bad enough that I don't have to deal with my own inability, Father hides things from people. I don't want Christ to say that to me. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. But not only that, the Father has hid these things from some people. That's sort of like a double whammy. Do you see why revelation is necessary now? Because if God was to leave us in our natural state, that's where we'd still be. If Christ was to leave us in our natural state, that's where we would be. Totally unable, totally unwilling, and things hid from us. But the Father reveals also. He has revealed the things that he has hid to some people. He doesn't reveal them to everyone. Smile. God loves you. But he's hiding some things from you. Doesn't make any sense. Christ said, it pleased the Father to hide these things from some people and reveal these things to other people. There's that division again. There's a separation. There's a sharp, two-edged sword. This book not only reveals that division to us through Christ's own words, but if you quote that to somebody, they'll make a division with you. Walter, there will be a departure. Yeah. You people are weird. For them, just hearing this, most of the time, for most of the people, this is totally new. Walter's been accused of being in a cult. They didn't know he was the ringleader. Earl was called a Mohammedan. No. We just believe what this book says. Thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus saith this book, thus saith the Lord. And it means what it says, and it says what it means, and it is in context. He's upbraiding these cities because they did not repent. Repent from their sins and turn toward God. Even though there were mighty works done there, miracles were worked there. I said it before, I'll say it again. Seeing miracles has never saved anybody. In John chapter 2, you'll find it. There were those who believed on him because, and it says this, because of the miracles he did. And what's it say next? Is that Jesus Christ did not commit himself to them because he knew what was in their hearts. He said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. This is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father hides and the Father reveals. But then also he continued on, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. That him is interpolated, actually the he. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal. The Son reveals. Christ just stated that the Father is hid and the Father reveals, and he stated that it's good. It's good. It's good in his sight. Thankfully, Christ wasn't worried about our sight. Well, he had to give us our sight if we're going to have any. But now Christ tells us that he himself is a revealer. You think that he might be intimating that he's equal with the Father? I can raise one eyebrow. Yes. Exactly. He is equal with the Father. The Father quickeneth, the Son quickeneth. The Father reveals, the Son reveals. I spoke about this a little bit in a way on Luke 7 when Christ said, then opened he their understanding of the scriptures. He met those two on the road to Emmaus. He opened the scriptures to them and showed them out of the scriptures how Christ was to have been put to death, buried, and resurrection for the redemption of his people. Then he went and met with his other disciples, and he opened their understanding. It doesn't use the word there, but that is a revelation. Because it revealed to those disciples what was already in the scriptures. It's not new. It's not new. It's just new to you. And it's new to me. And it takes the power of God to do it. He opens and no man shuts. Ooh, but go back to that Father hiding stuff. He shuts and no man opens. Then I also said God the Spirit reveals. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I had to go there because I love this passage of Scripture. Verse 9, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, I've heard people stop there and say, nope, nobody can know, nobody can know, and that's wrong. Some can know and some don't, and that's what he's fixing to tell you. Verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I think our thing went goofy there. It buzzed at me. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We believers are to know the things freely given to us of God. That's stated as a fact. How? God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Now this is the same Spirit of God in the Old Testament. It's the same Spirit of God in the New Testament. It ain't no different. He is no different, excuse me. These deep things of God already existed. But now they are revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit reveals. Paul wrote in Ephesians 3, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you word, toward you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Paul learned by revelation from Christ. Paul learned by revelation the mystery that the Gentiles would believe. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Paul wrote what was revealed to him. And others may understand his knowledge in the mystery of Christ that was revealed to him by Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed. It was there, but it wasn't made known in other ages. That's the definition of revelation. And that's the definition of mystery. Walter talked about it. Same thing. Something that's already there, but it was unknown. But now it is being revealed. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now, as it is revealed by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gifts of the grace of God unto me by the effectual working of his power. The gospel was revealed to Paul to preach to the Gentiles, and the gospel is revealed to the Gentiles to believe by the Spirit. The Father reveals, the Son reveals, and the Spirit reveals. That's the way it is. Without God, there is no revelation. There may be education. That's fine. There may be education. In some places, there's not much education. I'm sorry, that's more prevalent. And it's easier to make fun of. Jesus Christ said that we can know the Father if He reveals Him.
Yeah.
And that's a mighty big if. It has been promised to each and every one of His chosen people. He told the Father in His prayer, "Of all that You have given Me, I have lost nothing." And I'm going to tell you something. Since He died and was resurrected and rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and I said it right that time, not sitteth, He's seated at the right hand of the Father, right now, He's losing nothing. He's losing no one. And what the Son did, what the Father did, and what the Spirit did is what the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are doing. They are revealing to His people God. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. We have been blessed with the fact we can know God. And all you have to do is talk to somebody outside and you'll understand, as far as God's concerned, they don't know nothing. But that gift totally comes by revelation from the Father, from the Son, and from the Spirit. He has promised it, and He is performing it right now. And we'll get into a little bit of that later. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for what You have taught us and what You have given to Your people. Thank You for Your Son. Thank You for Your Spirit. And thank You, our Father, who art in heaven, who has done all that He pleased and is doing all that He has pleased. Thank You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.